This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The other side of the weekend into the fullness of the week. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleagues Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Do you like being called my colleagues? We're all colleagues, are we not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
Okay, good. Jennifer, be collegial, would you please, and kick off the hour with...
Absolutely not.
Very important.
Rat.
Yes, thank
right,
you.
Speaking of rats, I love to talk about my favorite big, large rat that lives up in Sacramento, Jerry Brown, always in the focus. Although, California leads. I'd like to tell you during the trending segments about things happening in California, because we tend to lead the nation in things. Now, this one's not so bad. I actually like this one, so I can't believe it. Might be getting a little cold down south. I am actually going to agree with Jerry Brown on this one. Over the last several days, he has signed a lot of legislation. The particular bill that I think deserves a little credit is one that will make California require its workers, okay, I don't like this part so much, to take regular sexual harassment training. But here's where I like it. They will forbid secret settlements when they sue their employees. So the days
Excellent.
Of just paying people off are now over. Governor Jerry Brown on Sunday signed several bills that aim to prevent workplace harassment and help victims of sexual misconduct seek justice. This, of course, is Hollywood in California. The state of California has become a hotbed for the Me Too movement, not just in Hollywood, but in Sacramento right now. The legislature, I think almost two-thirds are under investigation for sexual harassment. So the politicians, Hollywood, we have a lot of these claims going on in our state. And so Jerry Brown signed Senate Bill 820 by State Senator Leva from Chino, California, which prohibits secret settlements and non-disclosure agreements in sexual harassment cases. A victim could choose to keep his or her name private, but the perpetrator's identity cannot be kept confidential. So this will all be part of the public record now, and I don't have a problem with it. I actually think it's a good thing. So much of this gets swept under the rug, and especially when it comes to politics, not necessarily Hollywood as much, but maybe Hollywood too. I think the people have the right, have a right to know.
I thought it was interesting to flush back the political realities of our world. A lot of the stations that carry this program are so-called political stations, news talk stations, and the things that become an impact are just dramatic. The Brett Kavanaugh hearings, we were talking about the television impact it had, and I was looking during the break at some of the stations, the news talk radio stations of various markets. For example, where you are, a station that's probably, in my opinion, the best talk station in the country, KFI, noticed a
they're
70%.
They're
not the station you're on.
Right.
Because
yes,
the only thing on the station that you're on that's any good is you.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
Well, that's
I agree.
Actually not.
I think there's lots of good. Yeah.
Yeah, Prager is good and Medved
Elder,
is good.
Please.
Yeah, Larry Elder. Okay, all right. So, well, let's just say because I'm not listening to the radio for a political point of view, that's a political. You're on a political radio station.
Yes.
Not that KFI doesn't have political conversation, but there's
a local politics a lot, actually.
Yeah.
That's what they've become known for, is local stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, the listenership was up 70% during the time that Kavanaugh hearing. There were other stations. I was looking at KTRH in Houston up 80%. WISN in Milwaukee up 42%. WR in New York up 31% in terms of that day, Victoria. So it's very interesting as to how people listening or trying to figure out what goes, what gives. Well, I find, though, the height of ridiculousness is a headline that I saw actually over the weekend digging into Kavanaugh's football time and how the coach said he was a happy kid but he cut him from the varsity squad. Why in the name of God does that have any relevance whatsoever to what Kavanaugh is facing? With
Kavanaugh
with
himself brought that up. So he's the one who's put this whole, I played varsity sports, and it's like, well, actually, you didn't, but then he said, I tried out for varsity basketball, but he didn't make it, so he's the one who brought up the varsity sports as a defense.
What's that got to do with, I would ask him. What that has to do with him being a Supreme Court justice, but
he was trying to make the case that he was so busy playing varsity sports, he didn't have time to drink. That was kind of what his argument was.
He admitted to drinking. This is what gets you so nuts, though. Yeah, he said he never blacked out. And guess what? People can drink all their lives without blacking out. People can drink and not become rapists. Rapists are rapists. And I think what we really need to be clear about here is that, at least in my belief and in my heart, people do not rape one time. If they are willing to do it, they are sexual predators. And the recidivism rate on that, I think, is so very high. They repeat. And I don't know if it does anybody any good trying to paint him as a party guy, because 80% of the population probably did something stupid in high school. And that doesn't mean that they're sexual predators. And I think it actually makes it look more like a hit job. And it makes it look less serious when you have people going through page by page in a yearbook saying, well, did you play varsity sports? What does buffing mean? I don't know. It's just so much posturing on both sides of the aisle. He said it meant flatulence. And so they were actually having a conversation for a good period of time about slang words for passing gas. It's just, that's really what I think of this whole process. It's boofing. it's just crazy.
Now, you can't make some of this stuff up, though, that's come out in the last week or two. It just is phenomenal. Anybody can come up with anything to either stand up for this guy or to take a shot at him. And I think the time has come for me anyway.
And very few people are actually concerned with the truth. It becomes very political.
If you're a Trumpster, you got to have this guy in. If you're not a Trumpster, you got to get him out. Unfortunately, at this point in time, if there's any inference that he has not told the truth in any of these circumstances, he's a dead duck. And I think at this point, frankly, he's worn out his welcome with me. I'm not. I actually thought he would have been a good, until all this stuff, the secondary stuff started coming out, I thought he would be a fairly decent Supreme Court person, but not now. I don't see what he's
going to
be able to.
I think he's still going to be a Supreme Court person.
Well, maybe
the people who have said they wanted an FBI investigation, after a week of time, is it going to be?
Let's say the FBI turns something up.
Then he shouldn't be. If it's something significant and he's a sexual predator, he should not be sitting on the Supreme Court.
Why? But the other side of it is, I guess we wait till the FBI report comes up later in the week.
Yeah, and you saw the testimony, and I know it's going to make everybody's head blow off, but she gave a credible story, he gave a credible story. You look at the evidence that favors him. This is not a criminal trial. If she wants it to be, it could be, because there's no statute of limitations in Maryland. That might be some place, another route for this to go. There's just a lot of emotion tied up in this, and I get it, but it just becomes a circus because then everybody's jumping on. So
coming up, the Trumpsters are investigating a very popular school over discrimination complaints. We'll have that conversation after these words on the DJB show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but then you just can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found my pillow. And now I have a great
great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My Pillow is made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable and dryable and will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, My Pillow's a best deal. Buy one My Pillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one My Pillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. My Pillow is built to last. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with My Pillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master. What? The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, at 18 after the hour on the DJV program, the Trumpsters are investigating Yale amid allegations that this school discriminates against Asians. The Justice Department joining forces earlier in the year, but now just recently revealing the Education Department involvement in this. So why would it be, or who would... There have been charges, and this is America maybe in 2018. This goes back a couple of years, though. There has been the same charge brought against Brown and Dartmouth, unfairly denying admission to those who are of Asian descent. Education Department dismissed the complaints against Brown and Dartmouth because there wasn't any evidence, but apparently Yale is in a different circumstance. Harvard also... faces a lawsuit because they discriminated against Asians. So what is this? The Ivy League doesn't like Asians? That's really kind of what this boils down to. What is that? I would think, again, back to the whole business about selection qualifications. Why isn't it just the right people with the right qualifications, never mind the color of their skin or whatever else it is that you use to discriminate against people? I find this... I have little use for Ivy League educations because what's become of what was good is just a lot of puffery, frankly. I think you just get, I went to a small Midwestern school called Heidelberg in Ohio. It just is good an education there. You may not be able to as good because the reputation is good a job, but is a degree from Harvard worth more than a degree from Heidelberg? Not in terms of what you learn, but in terms of connection, that sort of thing. And that's why these schools have continued on. They all started with a great premise, but now I think they have, I guess we need to have more proof. Maybe you would say, well, Doug, don't jump to conclusions about this, but I kind of have jumped to a conclusion. And it underscores what I've thought for a long, long time, that these people... I remember once being on a plane with a fellow who was very highly touted, very recognizable, political and news reporter, and he'd gone to work for Harvard because of his visibility to raise money for their endowment fund, which at the time was $4 billion. And this was probably maybe 15 years ago, he and I had the conversation on the plane. So, I don't know, just... It's something to put in your noggin and keep in your head. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Cha-cha-ra-ra. Rip. 23 and change at the hour here on the DJV program. Our moment for music in this hour starts with the conga from Gloria Estefan. Clean, clear through, deodorized too. I love this. Crank this up, Carol, will you please? Oh, my feet are tapping. How about yours, ladies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ba, 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 ba,
ba. Emilio and Gloria are going to get this year's Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for popular songs. They'll be celebrated at a gala in the March of next year. This year, I think, is the first time it's been awarded to a married couple, and the first time it's awarded to musicians and songwriters who are Hispanic. Emilio and Gloria are the creative force behind the popularity of music steeped in the Latin culture, said Carla Hayden, who is the librarian at the Library of Congress. This dynamic couple's professional and personal journey truly mirrors the American dream, and we're pleased to honor their musical legacy. I think it's fabulous. I've always thought she was fabulous. There's something about her and her energy, the Miami sound machine, and what has come out of her mind, a lot of Latin pop, and just general good stuff. Turn the beat around her version of that. Get on your feet. The rhythm is going to get ya. I like that song, too. They were named the Songwriter of the Year. Between them have garnered 26 Grammys. Their story, their music, showcased in the Tony Award-nominated, On Your Feet is a Broadway musical. It's beautiful stuff. I've seen a lot of good reviews from people who've been to it. They thought it was very exciting. Gloria is having a banner year of acknowledgement by the vaulted cultural institutions in the nation's capital. A lot of them, including, I think you remember last December, she was inducted into the Kennedy Center Honors, part of the ensemble who last year helped celebrate the Gershwin Prize, which went to Tony Bennett. They get the prize at an all-star tribute concert in March that will be aired as usual on PBS. So good for them. I kind of crank that one up too there, will you? Alright, so I have less credibility when it comes to talking about Sia than I do Gloria Estefan. Is she of Hispanic? What's her background?
She's Australian. Yeah.
Oh, is she? Okay. Alright, so it doesn't fit what I was going to do. I'm glad I asked first. For whatever the reason. But that name doesn't have an Australian ring to it, though, does it?
What's an Australian name?
Yeah. Mate.
George? Bonnie?
Dougie, mate.
Dougie. Right, yes. Anyway, Sia had joined forces with the Dash... excuse me. Nice work, Doug. The dance fashion company... Repetto. Repetto. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have no credibility here. Victoria, you can take this.
It's Sia's first capsule collection, which means it's a limited number of items that she's producing with Repetto. Repetto is a famous, they make dance shoes, ballerina slippers, things like that. And so,
I wonder why I didn't know anything about them. Jeepers,
I know.
What's wrong with you?
They've got three different styles that Sia has designed: a dance slipper, a ballerina flat, and an Oxford. And this is going to be released in February of next year. And they will retail for $195. They also feature Sia's signature bow, which you often see on top of her head and on top of her wigs. And so, dance and Sia have sort of become synonymous. She has helped launch the career of Maddie Ziegler, who is from Dance Moms, and she was a young girl who's been in all of Sia's videos now, and she's pretty much taken the dance world by storm. So Sia has an affinity for ballet and dance and things like that.
Huh.
And that's why the collection came about.
Thank you very much for explaining it like that. 28 past.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the FBI continues to investigate sexual misconduct allegations made against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, House Minority Leader Democrat Nancy Pelosi says,
if he is not telling the truth to Congress or to the FBI, then he's not fit not only to be on the Supreme Court, but to be in the on the court that he's on right now.
Pelosi also saying she doesn't believe Kavanaugh is fit to serve because of the way he criticized Senate Democrats during his confirmation hearing. There's a new U.S.-Canada trade agreement that's replacing NAFTA. The United States-Mexico-Canada agreement will give United States farmers access to the Canadian dairy market. The Trump administration relenting on tariffs on cars assembled in Canada as part of the deal. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
The hour on this edition of the DJD program. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, celebrating 30 years this week, 30 years of doing what originally was called the Good Day program. Now it's the DJB show. It's the second longest running syndicated radio program in the country, and I am very appreciative of all the opportunities that I've had. It's also the anniversary of my trip to China this week in 2000. Remember last week, I think it was the week before, I was talking about going to China, and I couldn't remember when it was. And I just found something that brings me back to that trip. It was amazing how, as the leaves begin to turn here, how much different everything felt in China. I didn't pay attention to the ambiance of the, you know, the agricultural aspects of it, as much of an agrarian as I am, I paid attention to what people were doing as we moved from one city to another. And the highlight, there were two or three highlights other than just meeting all these people and the families of folks that I get close to that week. I brought my two children and my former wife with me on that trip. I remember the food being awful. I remember going into the Great Wall of China, and the first thing I saw when we went through the gate was a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant. And going to the to see the body of Mao Zedong in a long, long line, and the thing that there was just something about the atmosphere. It's obviously much different than what we live in here, but. You have expectations. We all have expectations of going to any place when we travel, wherever it is, I think. And my expectations were not met. In some ways, they were exceeded by being there. What I learned about people and what they don't like about their government, it was fascinating, actually. Even though the Chinese government paid for me to come over and bring my family and spend the 10 days there, it just was, I suppose it did bring them advantage because we talked about it with the whole program every day. It was all about being in China, what we experienced there. It was really fascinating. But I'm thinking back and being a little nostalgic this week, and you'll hear me sort of waft off onto some of the things that I've done with the 30 years of having done this program. The only syndicated radio show that's been on the air longer than this is Limbaugh's, who started in August of 1988. I started doing this in October of 1988. So, here we are, ladies, to celebrate and move into a better place. The power of language, how what you think and say shape your reality. I think it's very interesting to listen to people and their point of view on things, and hopefully if you have a chance to watch their body language. Sometimes you hear intonation in voices, and you can hear what they're thinking about certain things. Let's see if that's the case with Victoria Keelan, who has our trending story at the moment.
Well, American Airlines is in the news, and not for a great reason. If you are flying on American now and you order a drink on the plane, you may notice that it's a stiffer bill that you get. Each beer, wine, or liquor, or spirit, if you want to call it that, will be a dollar more expensive than it used to be. Sparkling wine is the only drink that they did not raise the prices on. That stays at $9 a glass and is only available, apparently, on select flights. They have new offerings on American Airlines. They've got three new craft beers for the fall. They have Sam Adams Oktoberfest, Goose Island's IPA, and Fat Tire Belgian White. But a can of those IPAs will now cost you $9. That's a lot for a can of beer. And so the wine.
What's the cost of it? If you go to the ball game, what's it cost for?
Oh, that's just.
At a baseball game?
Yeah.
Like you have to mortgage your house.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's expensive, yeah. Southwest Airlines, now American Airlines recently raised their baggage prices along with Delta,
everybody else.
And so now they're upping the drinks. I would guess that Delta and United will probably follow suit in this as well. American says, though, customers who sit in their main cabin extra, which on other airlines it's called like Economy Plus, you will actually receive free drinks in that section. And, of course, if you're in first or business, you also get free drinks. But Southwest is
going
to raise their
drink prices, because I love to drink all the wine. I have a beer. I have a wine. I have whiskey. I have scotch. When I sit in the front of the plane, man, I'm really lubricated by the time I get off.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's how you're supposed to do it.
Exactly.
Is that it, really?
If you did it differently, you'd be a loser.
Well, I guess I'm a loser. The best thing is the butterscotch sundae. That's it. Other than that, you can have the rest of the stuff. Did you see the picture of this youngster crawling across the road that went viral?
Wasn't that in New Jersey? There was
Lakewood,
a toddler. Or
yeah,
Lakewood, right. Lakewood, New Jersey.
Yeah.
The father's name is Evan Dorman. He surrendered to police after a television station posted this picture that somebody had emailed to them of a 10-month-old baby, his son, crawling across a highway. The driver pulled over, rather than run over the kid, snapped a photo. and sent it to, instead of sending it to authorities, I guess the authority is the television. So the driver on his way to work saw this infant crawling across the road. He thought it was at first a bag or a toy, and then he saw it moving. But there are a couple of wide shots and a couple of close-in shots of his kid in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Traffic on both sides. And you'd have thought, what amazes me is that nobody really stopped. They stopped to take pictures, but they didn't stop to get the kid off the road. So people ask me sometimes, is there anything that surprises you anymore that you talk about on the radio? And actually, the answer to that question is no. I'm not. This doesn't surprise me. The irresponsibility of people and the stuff that goes on is, it used to leave me speechless. It doesn't anymore.
What was the follow-up with this, though? Because I remember seeing that story on the news, local news.
The father was arrested.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Where was the mother of the kid?
I don't have the slightest idea. I didn't see anything about the mother. And I haven't seen anything. I looked at two or three overviews of this.
Did they ever figure out how the kid got to the road?
I don't know that that was the first question that they asked, frankly.
I guess they must have lived right by the road, because apparently he was able to crawl through an open front door, made it 140 feet to the roadway before he was found by someone else.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Someone took
he wasn't hurt.
Someone took the Go Play in Traffic thing a little too literal, I guess.
Yeah,
did your dad ever say that to you when you were growing up?
Go play in traffic?
No. Guess that was just my father. Huh?
What kind of house did you live in?
Your father said that to you?
People say that all the time.
I don't get it. I thought
take a long walk off like a pier.
Yeah, it's like go play in traffic. Yeah. That's awesome.
Way to go, Kara's dad.
Well, obviously I didn't take him seriously because I'm still here. But
yeah.
Right. And you love your father, too. So
surprisingly, yeah.
Yeah. Under the circumstances. All right, 43 after the hour here on the DJV program.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
As they say on Twitter, ICYMI, in case you missed it. Amazon recently unveiled a handful of new devices across its Alexa, Echo, and Fire TV product lines. We're joined by Molly Wade. She's Amazon Devices PR Manager. Alexa, what's new there?
So much new with Alexa, like 14 new devices, so customers can get Alexa into their homes and on the go in so many new different ways. But let's start with our all-new Echo Dot. Echo Dot is the best-selling speaker ever, and the team has actually managed to make it better. It's been totally redesigned, so it's got this curvier shape to it, and it comes in three different fabric finishes, but really suits any decor. And at $49.99, it's still super affordable and a great way to get Echo and Alexa into every room of your house.
Amazon.com/devices.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
My lawn's been worn out by summer, not to mention by my kids.
This year, use Scotts in the fall. Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak, thin lawn next spring.
This fall, my kids and my grass are back out to play.
This is a Scotts Yard. Now's the time to feed your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scotts Winter Guard today.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents and And GEICO has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, GEICO also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
46 after the hour here on the DJV program. Those of you who are interested in getting silicone breast implants, you'll be happy to know the FDA says it's A-OK. There are some who have been reading that study that suggests breast implants can lead to illness. Women who have breast implants, some silicone-filled, some with silicone shells. Ooh, that sounds awful. Have been speaking up about the implant illness that comes with it. It's a condition that's associated with a higher risk of autoimmune diseases and stillbirth and connective tissue disorders. I guess I get why people want to enhance themselves, I guess, that way. I was talking about the Jane Fonda overview of her life that's on HBO. It's very good. She talks about, admits to, and says she's not happy about having plastic surgery, which I thought was interesting because if anybody is an example of someone who really has had it done and done well, she's it.
She is.
She really looks
good. When I watched that, excuse me, when I was watching that on HBO and she was saying, oh, I really wish I had the confidence and the courage to not do it, I was like, Jane, calm down. You look amazing. You're 80. Yeah. Just be happy that you look as good as you do.
Yeah,
like, don't worry about it. If you want anybody who needs a little nip tuck, whatever makes you feel good, I think that's the whole point. That's what it should be about. You know, it's... I think that the shaming about plastic surgery is just so weird
to
me.
Well, I don't think, although there's some people, if you look at some of these women that have had it, and men too.
Yeah, some people look ridiculous.
Look awful.
That's the thing. Like, it's not about shaming, but it's about the people who just keep going and going.
Rich woman.
That cat woman. Yeah.
Had her face. Ugh.
It's not our fault to look at that. It looks weird.
Yeah.
So, but let's go back to the breast implants for a minute. This overview was a study of 100,000 women who've had breast implants, concluded there was statistically significant association between silicone breast implants and these conditions I'm talking about. So what else can you have your breasts filled with? If you have those...
Saline.
Yeah.
Saline. What are they? Anyway,
saline.
I mean, what, honestly, I don't want to be crude about this.
It's salt water. Either I've salt water had... or silicone gel.
Yeah, like the saline ones are, I think, more natural, and they're more, they look
they
like
softer?
More natural shape, yes.
And they used
the
to be healthier.
Silicone ones are, yeah.
Because the silicone ones would rupture all the time, but now it seems that everybody's going back to silicone because somehow they're making them better. I don't know, I've seen a lot of people who've gone back.
What do they do? I've encountered certain types of, I'm just being.
Encountered.
Yeah.
So you've grabbed a few. Go ahead. What about?
No, I didn't. Come on. Anyway, I didn't ever educate myself as to the difference between one and the other. I'm trying to figure out if there's a way I can get out of this.
I think the silicone ones are harder.
They are.
Yeah.
Okay.
They look. They're a little
saline
higher.
Is more natural.
Think silicone. Think Pamela Anderson in her heyday. That's the silicone.
Okay.
But when that ruptures, though, all that stuff is so toxic that I think it was. Wasn't there a talk show host? Jenny Jones? Right?
Jenny Jones, yeah.
Didn't she sort of lead the charge, which originally led to the FDA banning silicone implants?
Yeah. She had them put on and she had them taken off.
Yeah.
She's very public about it.
Yeah.
So could any of the three of you imagine enhancing or wanting to have a breast implant?
Well, the three of us are all very top-heavy, so no. I don't think enhancing is not the word.
I would absolutely consider doing a breast lift, maybe.
Yeah.
At some point, like after kids and all that, kind of putting them back where they should be. But I'll be honest with
work?
You. I appreciate my girls. So if, I don't know, if I felt like I didn't have them, I think maybe I might think about it. But we're all good.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, see, folks, didn't I get out of that nicely? I thought I did a very good job.
We saved you, but okay.
Ten before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com.
and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and the recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The DJV program, courtesy of Tom Kreidler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. Check him out, check them out, check it out at moneypit.com. I'll give you some details about their fantastic fall sweepstakes in a few moments. But first, a listener in New York named Liz built a house, or at least the house that she's living in, Tommy, was built in 1960.
Okay.
No exhaust fans in the bathroom. My God, open the window, lady. I'd like to put up crown molding in the bathroom, but will it swell from the moisture? That's a pretty good question, actually.
Yeah, it is a good question. You know, it's amazing that if you have a window in a bathroom, there are some building codes that to say, oh, if you got a window, you don't need an exhaust fan. And that's obviously nuts, especially in January. But to your point, if you've got a moist space like that and you're wondering what material works best, you can use crown moldings now that are made out of foam. And they're extruded crown moldings. They look just like painted crown moldings, except they're extremely lightweight. And, Doug, you can actually adhere them to the ceiling and the wall with caulk, with adhesive caulk. So there's no hardware involved. And the corners come pre-cut, which, of course, is the difficult part of putting up any crown molding. So crown moldings, the foam crown moldings, would be an excellent choice for you, Liz. But I would recommend that you find a way to get an exhaust fan in that bathroom.
Yes, ma'am. There you go. All right. So we are we're talking about this this money that's available, $1,000 grill, $500 shopping spree, all these sorts of things that can come if you engage in the fantastic fall sweepstakes they have at MoneyPit.com. So what are you getting? You can enter every day. So what are you getting? What do you like about the entries that you've seen so far?
Well, we're getting thousands of entries now, and folks are, you know, really excited about this particular contest. You know, I call this the Goldilocks season, Doug, because it's not too hot, it's not too cold, so people are still out there grilling. We're giving away a couple of fire pits, which is a perfect season for that. And you can enter once a day, as you said, at MoneyPit.com. Plus, we've got 10 copies of our book that are going out, lots of prizes. And by entering once a day and sharing the entries on sweeps, people are talking about how excited they are about the contest and the prizes. And you can be, too. So check it out at MoneyPit.com. Can't miss it. Enter the fantastic fall sweepstakes today.
Why would you want to miss it? Let's go, let's go, let's really go. Does that sound like a football game? Let's go, let's go, let's really go. Peter, listening to our program in Florida, writes or asks, is there a simple way to tell if a wall is load-bearing, or do I need to find the blueprints? Now you got a hammer and your nail and you
well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, for the most part, let's just say we have a typical ranch-style home. Generally, the wall that's down the middle of your home that's parallel with the front and the back wall is going to be load-bearing. Same with a colonial, but not every single time, you know. And if you have another configuration of a home, maybe it's not. So, you know, if it's a very basic house, you can actually see the bearing wall. I mean, you can see the beams going down the middle, right? But if you're really doing major renovation, anything that requires bonifying or moving, and certainly you can't eliminate because you need it, that's why it's called bearing, that wall, you are going to need to have a pro look at it. You don't necessarily have to find the blueprints, but it should be part of the conversation with your contractor.
Well, what have you done? How have you found studs? There are ways of banging. I mean, you can hear.
We're talking about studs. We're talking about the main girder.
Yeah,
that supports these walls. I mean, the girder and the walls that support over the floor joists or the roof joists on top of it. So you need to know which way the floor joists are running, or the ceiling joists, or the roof joists, and they're going to cross on the bearing walls or the bearing girders, and that's what you're looking for. So it's not just finding the stud; it's finding what's holding that weight.
Got it. All right, so you clarified. That was very good, Tom. Thank you.
No problem.
Chris, listening in Ohio, we have a concrete patio that holds water when it rains and then turns green in the middle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How do you fix this?
I mean, obviously, when this patio
drained
was
the swamp,
poured,
right?
Yes,
it
may have settled in the middle, and which to me says it may, you know, be unstable. Now, you could put a concrete surfacing agent on top of this. You can resurface this concrete patio. And the concrete resurfacers today, Doug, they're really amazingly good in terms of how well they stick to the old concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Quikrete's got some really great products that are actually stronger than the original concrete that do this. But my concern is if the overall patio wasn't built right, it may crack and continue to move. The other option is you could cover this with paver bricks. Just kind of hide the problem, but, you know, it would look pretty cool. You could put the paver bricks right on top of that battery.
You've got to level the floor off in order to put the paver bricks down.
Well, I guess what I'm suggesting is you could kind of hide that bit of a dip in the middle
because
the water would fall inside the paver bricks and settle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it would show the green at the top.
It's the kind of stuff you get every weekend on the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Enter those sweepstakes at MoneyPit.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.